This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, see up sisters. It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka BB.
Shade or Shade, whichever one flicks your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood. Hi, guys.
Hey.
How y'all doing? Another bi-week. Another episode for you.
Yes.
No Shade today.
No.
But she's missed, indeed.
Yes, she is missed, and she'll be back soon.
She'll be back. Will she? This is the last episode of the season.
Oh, it's true. I even forgot.
And I'm this is the last episode.
It's the last one. Yeah.
We have come. Season 3's been a good one.
It's been good.
I feel like.
But it's gone by so quickly. I just feel like there should be another one, but I know it's coming.
It's crazy, but it's crazy because, like, in the car, we were talking about how your birthday is next month. And I was like to Jay, I almost had a panic attack. Like, it's already September next month. I don't understand how this year has. I feel like the beginning of the year was quite slow. I feel like once it hit maybe like June, May,
yeah,
it's just sped by. Like, maybe that's what summer does, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, what summer, please? the way this weather has been, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, this week's been warmish.
Yeah, what? One or two weeks out of the entire summer?
It's been better. I feel like July was good. But I don't know. My being observant about UK weather, I've always noticed that September's was quite hot.
Warm. Okay.
That's how I personally see it. I mean, not all the time, but I feel like September sometimes is warmer than August.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll get a good one. But then at that point, everyone's back at work. Back at school.
That's you know? At point. When we needed you.
Exactly. But anyway, Jen, how are you doing?
Catch me up. I'm good. Oh my gosh. You know me. I've been out. And I don't normally go out like this. Normally I take a break.
Yes.
But I've been out.
In these streets. The streets are calling her name.
Well, I was out at I can't say this. Is it Vineyard or Vineyard?
People say both, but Vineyard. I say Vineyard.
Vineyard, yeah. Okay. So I went to a vineyard with some of my girls. And that
Where
was
it? Where exactly was it?
Surrey Hills.
So
the scenery was amazing.
It looked amazing.
It was honestly, so good. I'll go again, definitely.
Mm.
And then I also went to Metro Fest.
Yes.
Very talked about.
Yes, I saw that online.
A lot of different opinions.
People wanted their money back.
Yes, exactly.
Well, hopefully they don't have to wait as long as me. I've been waiting on Smade. And my money for Afro Nation.
Oh my God. Wait.
Smade, worry about money.
Sorry.
I want my money.
Wait, £200. So what's
happening with that? What do you mean? Like they said that you had to fill out this form.
Mm-hmm.
They said that you would get, once you fill out the form, you'll get your refund within 60 days.
So when did you fill out this form?
Like June. 60 days have gone.
Well,
I want my money. But yeah,
I hate to say it, but you should have known, right?
Do you know what? To be fair, if I don't get it back, I'm not going to cry. It's not, okay. Do you know what I mean? But I know I will. Like, it's just when.
Yeah.
It could be next year.
Exactly.
As long as I don't try and roll over my ticket because I'm not going to Afro Nation again. But yeah, Retrofest, you said.
Yeah, I mean, do you know what? For me, first of all, it was very muddy.
Mm.
It was raining.
What area was this in?
This was in... I don't even know what this was. I don't know.
Okay.
Somewhere in the country.
Okay.
Yeah. Somewhere in the country. There's a lot of fields there. But yeah, like I said, it was raining. It was muddy. I didn't really bring appropriate shoes. I brought trainers, which I could wash.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But yeah, and I just didn't like that.
Mm.
But the people I went with, like, you know, made it fun.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about the people, yeah.
It's all about the people. So maybe that's why I didn't feel it as much.
Yeah.
The food, The one that I had in particular was absolutely rubbish.
Oh dear.
I asked for jerk chicken and they gave me sweet and sour.
Oh my gosh.
It was horrible.
It's an atrocity.
And then I just remember like we had like different tents. Different tents were set up. So I was mainly by, so you know, DLT came
as well.
Yeah. So I was mainly around there. So again, that's probably why I didn't kind of feel it as much.
Okay.
I did come for Backstreet.
They weren't there.
I did come for Maya.
She wasn't there.
So that was disappointing.
How was I? I saw Fat Joe was there. Was he all right?
Yeah, I mean, it was okay.
He did
but it's not who I came for.
Yeah.
But it was okay.
Oh dear.
So yeah, I did hear a lot about it. People wanting their money back and just the whole thing not being as organized. They were quite late, so we were outside waiting for a bit.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, I
festivals
just feel like...
Festivals are very... People think they're easy to put on and they're really not.
I mean...
Festivals, a lot of moving parts.
This is the only festival that I've booked that actually went through. Remember the other one in Belgium?
Gosh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
I still haven't got my money back for that either.
Are you serious?
No.
How much was the ticket?
I can't even remember. I think we bought like a whole package. It was like 100 and something.
Oh my gosh.
So it's not too bad.
So is that still an ongoing thing?
It's like still an ongoing case.
That was last year, right? Was it last year?
I think it was the year before.
Oh my gosh.
It was the year before, yeah.
No way.
So, I mean, that was worse because we actually went there.
You went to Belgium,
We went to Belgium. We actually got to the area and then they told us it's cancelled.
That
the mayor of Lamel cancelled it.
Jen. So, wow.
Yeah, I think this is it for now. No more festivals.
Festivals, yeah. I mean, I've been to a few, I guess.
They were right?
They were okay, yeah. I've been to a few. The last one I went to, I think, was Ends Festival. That was in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
But that was in my area. So at the time, when I was in by Croydon.
Yeah.
Ends was fine. Because it wasn't that big. I feel like when you try to do punch above your weight, that's when you kind of lose. But it was just one stage. And then it was a lot of like little bits of funfairs and stuff. It was dope.
I think that's better. It's like easier to handle.
It's easy to handle. There was loads of food. There were a lot of vendors there. So you had options for the food, the drinks and stuff. But yeah, festivals are... Yeah, interesting. But yeah, that sounds
interesting, right? What about you? What have you been up to?
So last weekend, so obviously this weekend we're here, but last weekend I was just, the whole weekend was barbecue, innit? That was
the one that I missed. I was so jealous.
We missed you, Jen, honestly. Shade came by. So basically, context, my good friend has a barbecue every year. So we've been doing it since 2014. Mm-hmm. I think maybe minus like a year.
Mm-hmm.
And every year it's just gotten bigger and bigger.
More people just wanted to come. It's just turned
into like a whole event. Like there was like dance floors, there was backdrops, there was like we just go all out.
You could actually turn this into a thing.
No, but it's like... funny because people were like, it's funny because Joel, I was talking to my boyfriend, he was like, this is a lot you're doing. Is he paying you? I was like, why is he paying me? Like, I'm his friend. He was like, but he's making money from this. I was like, we don't charge for this. Like, we roll up to his house. Obviously, his house is quite big. So there's a lot of space for everyone. But it was just... So obviously, from Friday, I was like busy, cooking, shopping. And then Saturday was the day. And then obviously, Sunday is like cleanup.
Mm.
The cleanup was very mad. So that was my weekend. I took Monday to recover.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's kind of been it. So right now I'm just preparing myself because I spoke to you in the car. I'm starting a new job next week or the week after. So yeah, just preparing for that. So just kind of enjoying my free time really.
Mm-hmm. Well, she can.
Exactly. So taking as many naps as possible. And yeah, just enjoying my free time. So that's kind of literally been it. So obviously Sade's not here, so she, you know, high on her behalf. But we have, what's next? Oh My Pod, right?
We have an Oh My Pod.
So what is the Oh My Pod for this week? Well, should we tell them what Oh My Pod is for?
Oh yeah. So Oh My Pod is basically where we discuss something that's, you know, whether small or big, that's happened that we find interesting and that we want to share with you guys.
Yep.
And we just kind of just, you know, discuss it.
Dissect it, yeah.
I will be honest, I haven't really seen much on social media just because I've been so busy. But recently I was seeing a conversation, by the way, it's about Love Island.
Okay,
if you don't watch Love Island, I don't know
then
what you're doing.
Just,
granted, at the beginning it was really slow, but now
it's definitely picked up. Yeah, 100%.
There's a lot of things like we can discuss from there, but 100%. The one thing I saw recently was what's his name, Sad Man. His comments about Clarice.
Yes.
And the whole situation blowing up. It was actually my friend that sent it to me.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, what do you think about it? But in short, so obviously Clarice, she was she was a
Casa Amor. She got dumped by Tyler.
Full Kaz.
Let's make that
go. Full Kaz.
Well.
You can make it very clear.
Full Kaz. So can we give context as well? Because this might be important. Clarice is a very beautiful light-skinned girl. Mm. Kaz is a very beautiful dark-skinned girl. I think that's very important to say that in the context. But yeah, continue.
Yeah. So she's now come out of the villa and she's given, what, like 2 or 3 interviews?
Yes.
And then she's also like been on her socials liking comments, certain posts that aren't saying nice things about Kaz, basically.
Yeah.
And he's come out. I think he might have said some stuff beforehand.
On the day, I think it was during one of the episodes, he tweeted that. So I saw that tweet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he was basically, you know, kind of, I wouldn't, from my opinion, it didn't look like he was completely dissing her or like he had anything personal against her. I think it's just he didn't like the whole situation and how she handled
how
it
she
coming
was
out of the villa.
100%.
So, and then at the same time, like people were kind of going against him, saying, you know, why is he talking like that kind of stuff?
Because what sparked it was that he tweeted and said, I live for girls like Clarice being humbled or put in their place, something like that. That's what started
like
it.
Like, you know, why does she have to get humbled and all that kind of stuff? But
I agree.
Mainly because obviously what the comments that she liked and
that's
kind of how
it was.
She handled herself
exactly.
You know, as if to say, like, you know, Kaz is
better
even
than
worse.
Exactly. Because when he first tweeted that, I was like, okay. Yeah. But there was still something about it that I agreed with.
Because
I think also Clarice made a comment about how if it was the outside, he would have chosen her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
So I think that one as well.
So it's just like making the assumption or thinking that you're better than her or you're better looking than her, and that he's only going, the only reason he could possibly go for Kaz is because maybe she's more popular in the villa. That's literally it. Like, he couldn't go for her because he gels with her more, because you think he's more attracted to her, there's more chemistry. Nothing like that. It has to be solely based on the fact that he's got a better chance of winning if he goes with Kaz. So I did see that video.
Yeah.
What did you think about the video that Sideman posted? What did you think
Just given the, you know, he's a big character, just how he expresses himself, right? Probably might not be the way that I would go about things, but it was more about, like you said, when you actually listen to what he's saying, it makes sense.
100%.
It's nothing, I don't know, people are saying that he tried to move to her and that kind of stuff. I don't believe any of that kind of stuff.
I don't think that was the
whether it happened or not, I don't really care. But it was just more so like he observed what most of us were seeing and 100%. Hearing. And he was just kind of putting it out there and 100%. Saying that was wrong. So I completely agreed with 100%. It.
And as much as people don't want to say it out loud, it's a light skin versus dark skin thing. People don't, like, I will be very frank because I have a Love Island group chat. And before, listen, we pop off in that group chat. It's hilarious. Every night at 9 o'clock, we're in it.
Oh my God.
And I said this is a light skin versus dark skin thing. It's a pretty privilege versus the outcast, the person who, because one thing about Kaz this year is that she's had a better run. She didn't have a great start, but she had a better run than most black girls have had on Love Island, right?
For sure.
And I don't think Clarice expected that. I think Clarice expected her to have the typical experience that every other black girl has on Love Island. But she's had a better experience because someone's coming for her. A few people have come in for her that have actually liked her or taken to her genuinely.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a light skin versus dark skin thing, because I feel like if Kaz was another light skin girl, Clarice wouldn't make those comments. 100%. Mm. She wouldn't. If she was another good looking, beautiful long weave or whatever light skin chick, she wouldn't make those comments. And so many people may not say that, but I will outright say that, like, I can see it from the beginning, and she thought that she would easily get Tyler because
get Tyler,
of that. Do you know what I mean? So again, the way that Sideman was saying what he's saying, he's very expressive.
Yes, he was very strong in his delivery.
But the thing is about people disagreeing with Sideman or coming against him is that sometimes I feel like they disagree with him just because he's Sideman. And it brings in, a lot of people mentioned this whole alpha male thing. Did you see about that whole situation, that right?
Yeah.
Where him and Zizi on their podcast were talking about alpha male, and Zizi was saying, I don't think you're an alpha male. And I think a lot of people don't see Sideman as an alpha male because he's not this big, tall, deep voice, kind of like, oh, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Looking, you know, macho kind of like, the way society wants macho is not, he doesn't fit into that. So I think a lot of people have that against him. And so every time he has to say something about a woman or he has to say something, he has to has an opinion that other men may not express, all of a sudden he's not alpha or he's not macho.
Yeah.
So I feel like some people were just against him just for the sake of it. But if you listen to what he was saying, like you said, he's talking facts. No, absolute definitely. Facts. And you're liking these comments? Come on.
Yeah, that's not by accident. That's not you just scrolling or just accidentally liking
them. Be smarter
them.
Than that, man. Just be smarter than that.
But yeah, I think I was just really... When I say I was shocked, but it was just really interesting to see the backlash. And just the conversations that were happening.
100%.
So yeah.
You could really break that up into like a thousand different conversations. Mm-hmm. But very interesting anyways. Yeah. But you know, salute to Sideman for just saying what he thinks.
Exactly. And that's his right. Whether you agree with him or not.
Exactly.
He's allowed to say what
he wants.
And
at the end of the day, he gets paid for sharing his opinion. Do you know what I mean? It's like he makes money off of this. So why not do it? I would do it too. But yeah, so guys, today we are having a quick conversation just about how, just an, I guess an update on how we've been all coping with this pandemic.
COVID and,
I know it's something that is a conversation. It's like, oh, yawn, we're talking about COVID again. But we wanted to kind of come from a different angle in terms of how it's really affected us. And how it's kind of shaped us, because I definitely feel like I'm not the same person I was before the pandemic started. I don't think that's solely to the pandemic, but I feel like the pandemic had some input in that. Because it's just been a lot. And it's not over. Mm-hmm. We thought it'd be over by now.
It's not over.
It is not over and it's not ending anytime soon. That's one thing that we've come to realise. We definitely thought this would be a few months this time last year. So Jen, if you could sum up your experience with COVID in one word, in the pandemic rather.
Yeah.
How would you sum that up?
How can I sum? Oh gosh, that's hard. I would say maybe like a roller coaster.
Okay.
Of just I'm gonna do a Kylie realizing realizing a lot of things.
Yeah.
Just because obviously when it first came about, it was very hectic.
Yes.
I was working and I'm still working.
Healthcare, within NHS.
So it was super, super hectic at that time. Mm. Nobody knew what was happening. Even the doctors, the top people, they were like, what are we dealing with, right? And then, you know, with the lockdown, I didn't experience like, you know,
because you were still going to work, right?
But, you know, it was still like a lot of pressure and stuff. And then when the second one came about, you know, that also was quite hard too.
Yeah.
But I think like it's just been up and down because I went from like just not knowing what's happening to then, you know, we're trying to figure out, okay, how we can cope with this. Even people who aren't working with the NHS, like, you know, you kind of find your own rhythm now.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people are preferring to work from home compared to going into the office. But now I'm just kind of like, you know, like you said, it's not going away. Mm. I will say that the numbers in terms of deaths have gone down.
Okay.
But people are still catching COVID. Yeah. But, you know, obviously, whether you're vaccinated or not, that's a whole different topic. That could also, you know, help reduce the numbers as well. So I think now just kind of learning to live with it. There are some, I guess, things from being locked down and everything that I do take. Like sometimes I still do wear my mask just because I'm like, I can't even imagine like being around so many people not wearing it.
Yeah, same.
Just simple things that go. What, this morning went to the petrol station. I never used to use gloves to top up my petrol, but now I'm just like, I can't even imagine touching that.
Exactly.
So it's just kind of realizing a few things and even just going out with friends. I mean, my social battery is it's been interesting, but I'm glad now almost seeing the end of it, even though it's taken a long time.
In terms of the end, in terms of it's becoming more stable now.
It's becoming more stable.
We're getting a rhythm to it.
Yeah,
definitely. When
I say seeing the end, I mean like panic.
Yes, the panic mode. So, everyone was buying out toilet paper like they were mad.
Exactly. Oh, that was crazy.
It was crazy.
What about you?
What would I say? the pandemic has been enlightening.
Okay.
I think that one of the things that I've learned is that one main thing that the pandemic has taught me, and I guess even before the pandemic, because remember, my mum passed literally just before. So I think that whole season, or this season for the past couple of years, has been like, you literally have no control of life. Mm. Like, you think you do, and you may have control of the small everyday things, but in the larger scale, anything could happen at any time. And you could not be ready for it. Do you know what I mean? And it comes and hits you. So you think you've got your rhythm. You think I've mastered this life thing. And then bam, something comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what the heck was that? So I think definitely it's taught me that life will life. Mm-hmm. Even without your permission, it doesn't need your permission to do that. And I guess it's taught me, I say lightning because it's just, I've had a lot of lessons. Like just being able to adjust, I think, is really important as well. Like, it's taught me that change is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
And change is inevitable, but growth and adjusting, that's optional.
Mm-hmm.
And you can fight it, or you can just go with the flow you know what I mean? And just follow the wind, which way the wind blows. If you're trying to fight against the wind, you're going to have a much harder time figuring out life and navigating through life. So just kind of like adjusting to the changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely been, I feel like I've just learned a lot. And I've learned a lot because I feel like I've spent a lot more time by myself as well.
Yeah.
So in that space, you also learn a lot more about yourself, not just about everyone else or the world around you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would say that. So
in terms of, because obviously we've had how many lockdowns?
Three. Right? So we had one in from March to July, and then we had one in November to December for a few weeks.
Christmas and then Christmas canceled,
and then you had January to April?
Right. So in terms of each lockdown or quarantine period, how did each of them affect you differently? Like, was one harder than the other?
Oh, 100%. So I would say the first lockdown, I was like flying colours, because that was when I was doing my branding stuff online.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, let me just use this time to... And I'm so grateful for that part of lockdown, because I feel like a lot of what was there that I wanted to use in me, I just didn't really feel... I didn't have the opportunity. I felt like I didn't have the opportunity to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now it's like... I mean, everyone was starting businesses and doing things online. Instagram Live was like the thing. Everybody was alive,
is
literally.
Is that when Clubhouse came about?
Clubhouse was the end of the last... December, November times.
Oh, okay.
So that was the second quarantine.
Okay.
So I feel like the first one was... I really enjoyed it. and I think that... it was difficult because a lot of my friends, a lot of people were passing, because that was the first quarantine.
Yeah.
So a lot of people that I knew were passing away, or like my friends' parents or friends' loved ones, stuff like that. So it was still quite difficult to like navigate emotionally. Mm-hmm. But I think in terms of me personally, accomplishment wise, I feel like I'd done a lot for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a time where I really started to figure out that I like my own company.
Mm.
That was when I figured out, I was like, okay, I actually like spending time with myself. Before, it was like, meh.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I was like, okay, I actually like this now. So first quarantine, really, really enjoyed it. I enjoyed everyone just coming together.
Yeah.
Online, everyone was just coming together. Everyone was enjoying themselves. That's when kind of like Verses started.
Yeah.
It's like we had
finding
all of these.
Like creative ways to
Finding creative ways to connect. And I loved that. Second quarantine, I wasn't here. I was in Ghana.
Oh, yeah.
The second and actually the half or like, most of the third.
Mm-hmm.
So the second quarantine, I literally left like 2 days before it shut down, which was, I went to Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from Ghana to November to March. So I had like 2 months of quarantine when I got back.
Mm-hmm.
So
I didn't really experience that bit much.
Yeah, so I missed out a quite core part of that, which I was, you know, quite happy about. Because I do feel like knowing myself, if I was here, I feel like that would have really affected me emotionally. And to be honest, a lot of people were talking, saying that this quarantine just feels different.
I feel like a part
of it was the fact that it was a different time of year. It was cold. Mm-hmm. Like the last time we shut down in March, April. So the first time it was a bit going into spring, whereas this time we were in the middle of winter.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that had a big part to play in it. But when I got back, it was difficult because I was used to being out in Ghana.
Yeah.
I was used to being with my friends. I was used to just even having the sun and everything like that. So it was like, oh, this places.
Ghetto. Depressing.
It's just depressing. That's when I made the decision, and I've been talking to you guys about what I want to do with my life and stuff like that, because I'm just like, I can't do this every year. And even though quarantine, you know, COVID is worldwide, I think that where you are really does make a difference in terms of how you experience it.
Yeah.
So the second one wasn't too bad. I was kind of really focused on, I wanted to get into, you know, find a specific type of job. Yeah. So I think that was kind of my focus. This quarantine was definitely more difficult than my first one, emotionally as well. I feel like I had, a lot more breakdowns in this one. Yeah. I definitely did. I would say, what about you? What about one, two, and three?
I think the first one was a lot more, it was just more weird.
Why did you say, because you were kind of working out the kinks?
Yeah, I was working.
Okay.
But I think, again, because I just didn't know what was happening. So it was, I wouldn't say it was difficult. And, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs.
Yes. Oh, yes.
As
Yes.
So a lot of people are losing their jobs. A lot of, you know, lives, unfortunately, were lost as well. So I guess I wasn't so impacted. Like, work was a lot. Yeah. We had to stay in a hotel, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I had
to stay in a hotel. Yeah. So, I was just kind of looking at the outside world thinking, Jesus Christ, like, what's happening? Mm. And then speaking to colleagues at work and things. But then the second lockdown, I think, was a lot harder as well. Yeah. Just because then...
November, December times, right?
Yeah. Okay. So, like, you know, shops were closed.
Yeah.
You couldn't really do anything. And then, I mean, I wouldn't say... I mean, I am social, but I'm not, like, I'm not social butterfly type of thing, right? But I just remember, like, sitting at home thinking, I don't know what to do. Like, I need to do something. What can I do? Like, okay, we have like virtual stuff.
Yeah, it's just not the
but
same.
It's not the same. Like, I need to see people.
Yeah, honestly.
So that was difficult for me. And then the third lockdown, I think that's kind of when I got back into
the rhythm,
the swing of things, and you kind of know how to maneuver and you can do stuff, but wear your mask and that kind of thing. So it hasn't been like a terrible experience, but it was definitely difficult. Mm. What was very annoying for me, right, is so I entered this pandemic when I was 24.
Oh my God, you're about to be 26.
And I'm about to be 26.
That's crazy. Wait, where
so that's like 2 years, almost 2 years.
Yeah, same.
That's gone.
Say, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I say gone in a sense
that, like,
you know,
I missed out on
like just the normality
and creating memories and certain things. Yeah,
100%. Exactly. So
everyone's missed out.
Kind of pissing me off.
I get it, because that's Lord. And I'm just hoping now that, you know, like, everyone has their opinions about vaccines and stuff, but the reality of it is that it does prevent it doesn't prevent you from getting it,
but
it prevents the intensity in terms of symptoms and stuff like that. So I think that now that these things are starting to roll out, you know, there's more of a stable economies and countries and I started to find a rhythm now and find a way around it. So I think that hopefully we've gotten past the worst of it in terms of quarantine, in terms of being locked up. Some people are saying we're going to have another lockdown coming this winter, which I'm just like, I'm dreading, because I'll actually be here.
Yeah, oh, you experience
I'll be here. I'll be in the corner. I'm like, oh God, I'm only going to Ghana for 4 weeks this year.
I'm hopeful that it won't happen just because of, like, what you said. Things do seem a bit stable.
Yeah.
Granted, people are still getting 100%. Affected, but it's not nearly as bad as how it was.
Exactly.
I can't imagine. And also, the UK can't handle it, to be honest. Like, businesses.
Yeah, they can't.
I don't think Boris would.
There's a lot more information out there than there was when we first started, you know.
For sure.
As terrible of a job as the government did in the first few months, but, you know, that's another story. So, how do you feel like going on to that then, being locked up 1, 2, 3 times, I guess partially because you were still going to work.
Yeah.
How do you feel like it's affected your social battery? Like,
oh God. By 12 o'clock, I just want to sleep.
Babe, honestly.
I don't know how I was going out partying to like 2, 3 a.m.
Honestly, like, I don't know. It's crazy. Even when I was out last week, I was surprised I lasted as much as I did. I think I told you I went to bed at 7 a.m. in the morning. And I was just like, I just don't know, girl. Mm-mm. Like, there were people, like, younger than me that were there.
Yeah.
And like 22, 23 and stuff like that. And they drank a lot and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And like the next day I would call them and they're like, fine. And I'm just like, do you know what? I do think it's an age thing as well.
I think it's an age thing. Now I'm feeling the aches and pains.
I'm feeling the aches and pains. But obviously a lot of those years, like we said, that time was wasted. Where we could have been, you know, going out partying and going to work the next day. We don't have that energy I really prefer my own company. Like,
yeah.
I prefer my own company over other people other now. People, and before, yeah. sometimes it was either balanced or it was, I preferred their company over mine. So like, even this month, I've got little things to do here and there and I'm just looking at it like, ugh.
Do I really want to go?
Do I want to go? And you have it, you enjoy yourself when you leave, but then it's just like, after 2 or 3 hours, you're just
done, yeah.
I'm ready to take my, get in bed, eat some food, watch Netflix.
Honestly,
you
yeah.
just want to
really,
be in your
really
zone.
Wind down.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to be in your zone. So it's definitely... It's definitely.
Yeah, for sure. I think for me, it's just, like you said, I can only last maybe a couple of hours at a party.
100%.
And then on top of that, when you're drinking as well.
Yes.
You know,
you wake up more tired. That would give you more energy.
Yeah.
But now you want to sleep. I'm like, literally on Saturday, I was like, I had about 3 drinks. I was like, if I keep drinking, you're going to find me in a corner somewhere taking a nap. Like, babes, you're going to find me in a little embryo ball. Like,
honestly,
for real. It's just, I don't have it. So maybe... Hopefully, if we don't have a lockdown,
yeah,
over time that will grow back, like the social battery. But
yeah.
I'm just used to engaging with people
exactly
through this phone now.
I mean, I will say that, you know, I did miss, like I said, meeting people face to face. So that, you know, I still wouldn't take that away. I still 100%. Love to meet people on a face to face basis, and even some like events that are happening.
Yes,
in our
yes,
which
the networking
is great.
And stuff like that.
So I think, but then I think also for some people that I've spoken to. Going outside just gives them anxiety now.
Yeah,
they're so used
yeah,
to being inside.
Same.
Or they already had that anxiety
but
prior
now
to
it's
it
even, it's, yeah,
it's more heightened
yeah,
now.
Exactly.
So I think it's different for everyone. But do you know what? I think maybe now there's a lot more leniency in terms of if you don't
feel like
I would hope so, right? If you don't feel like going out, like
that is respected.
Yeah, it's fine because we all experienced that period of just being forced 100%, essentially to stay inside.
100%. So how do you feel like it's affected your relationships then?
What,
just
with
COVID,
like people? Like, it hasn't really changed much. It hasn't changed at all, to be honest. I think everyone's kind of pretty much in the same boat. A lot of like my friendship group, we're still quite mindful and we might not be wearing masks all the time, to be honest, but like we're not doing
but
crazy.
Do you feel like in terms of not being able to see your friends as much, did that affect you anyway?
Oh, I see. No. No, because we were still in contact with each other, over the phone, which you would normally do. So luckily, I know not everyone can say that, but luckily for me, my friendship group, that nothing's really changed so much. When we saw each other, it was like, oh my God,
it's been a
while. And then now we're back to normal,
Exactly.
So if anything, it's made us, like we're in the group chat, we keep saying, oh yeah, we need to do this or we need to do that. You know, I'm glad like all of us are kind of saying like, yeah, but you know, we can't be out in the clubs and that kind of stuff. Let's go out for brunch, couple hours and then, you know, that kind of thing. So it hasn't affected my relationships with people at all, really. No.
That's
what
good.
About you?
I think, kind of same. I think now we're just more like really aware of each other's boundaries. I think that just in terms of like you were saying before, someone doesn't feel like doing something.
Yeah.
Or if someone even feels like because they've been cooped up in the house for so long, they really need to do something, like they need to get out of the house. Just being supportive in that sense. I guess my friendships are, the thing is, I do have some friendships where some of our friendships are when we're in person, we talk a lot more than when we're on the phone and stuff like that. I feel like those kind of friendships did get affected a little bit because then we would try and talk on the phone much, but because that just wasn't natural to us in terms of the dynamic of our friendship, it was like, oh, when we see each other, but then we wouldn't see each other. So it would, it did affect it a little bit. But then again, when you see each other in person, that all goes away. I remember when I was in Ghana, obviously my partner's there, it did affect it a little bit in terms of how much we could go out and stuff like that. Even though I was out, we still have to be aware that, like, for example, my partner lives with his parents and stuff like that. Even with me, I lived with my sister, so I couldn't just be out in the middle of, like, 1,000 people doing random stuff, gallivanting. Even though I wanted to do, because I wanted to spend all my time with him, I couldn't. So sometimes that really sucks, that I'd want to see him or he'd want to see me, and we just had to like sacrifice and say we can't do it today, or we have to wait until next week, let's space it out a little bit. That did sucks a little bit, but I guess it was probably preparing me for a long distance relationship, exactly. To be honest. So yeah, I would say that, like, pretty much, yeah, it had a bit of an effect, but I think now we communicate a lot
too
more.
Much to, yeah,
we communicate a lot more, and I think that's what's really good, and just being literally hyper aware of everyone's boundaries and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's do the cheese or that.
Cheese or that, which you're doing, right?
Yeah. So okay. I was figuring so out.
First of all, what is She's All That?
She's All That is
for those who don't know.
Segment in our episode where we basically highlight and we shout out a woman who we just think is great. She could be great because of the way she sings or dances, or the way she looks or does hair or does nails, anything. We just think she's dope for this reason, or she's dope just because she's dope, and we want to shout her out. So that's what She's All That is about. We do it in most of our episodes. And so my She's All That for the week, staying on the theme of Love Island.
Okay.
Staying on the theme of Love Island. I really want to shout out Kaz, because I feel like, again, it takes bravery to go on Love Island as a black woman.
For sure, yeah.
And sometimes, like, I think to myself, I like to dissect things, and I think, okay, maybe she should go on it because she thought, like, the bigger picture would be that she'd be able to get exposure for things that she may want to do in the future and stuff like that. But I still feel like going through that and the risks of what you go through as a black woman on Love Island is a bit too risky for me. I don't know if I'd be that brave to do that, if I'm honest, right? But she has carried herself so well. Through. She's had her moments where she's gotten low and stuff like that, but I love her energy. Sometimes it's a bit
but
I love it because I feel like she's carried herself very well. Yeah. You have to be very careful that things that your white counterparts can say, you probably can't, because if she said it, she may look aggressive or she may look this way or that way. And so I just love the way she's carried herself on during this time. It doesn't mean that I've agreed with every single decision that she has made in the island, Love Island, but I just love the way she's carried herself as a beautiful black woman.
And she's so beautiful.
And the thing is, sorry, out of all the girls in Love Island, she's had the best outfits.
Yeah.
Best outfits. Every night she slays. Every night she looks beautiful. Absolutely. I mean, she is a fashion blogger, so.
Yeah,
she's a fashion blogger. But like, she looks amazing every single night. So I just want to shout out Kaz, because you really represented well. Even the moments where you felt like you wanted to lose your mind or she just go off, you kept it together. You kept the good energy. And maybe it's overcompensating because she feels like as a black girl, she has to be even nicer. Or whether that's her personality or not, whether that's really her or not, I love it because she's just done so well. I feel she has been...
And she's represented.
No, I wouldn't say the best, because I feel like she's had a better experience than a lot of the other girls have had. But you can't really help that. But I would just say that she's definitely been one of my faves in terms of black women on the...
Yeah,
on the
no, same, Island, so. Same. I'm rooting for Kaz.
Rooting for Kaz.
What's the Kaz and Tyler? Is it...
Kyla.
That's it, Kyla?
Kyla. But yeah, we want to quickly go, like, literally less than 10 minutes. I want to... Social media, right?
Ugh.
And COVID. Because... If it is not me, yeah. If I can, if I'm not going mad to Jennifer every day since this COVID has started, engagement, pregnancy,
oh my, yes,
new job, new house, new everything, new pets, everything. New pet. It's just, I'm like, what is going on?
So much has happened.
As a woman, I think that it can be really hard, to sometimes go on social media and see all of that going on, because you can automatically think that, well, I need to keep up with this.
I need to show my own as well.
But I feel like it's really like this announcement season, this announcement thing has really increased since COVID. Because obviously a lot more people at home, a lot of more people want to share what they're doing that they may not be able to share otherwise because they can't see people. I guess if you want to call your friend, you can call them. But do you know what I mean? Like, how have you dealt with that? So I feel like the first quarantine, it was like a lot of good energy, good vibes.
Yeah,
I feel like since the world opened back up the first time, it's literally just been, it seems like everyone's in competition. But no, it does.
You know what? Maybe there's that, but I just see it as we've missed out on like a year and a bit.
Yes,
you know. So I don't know. I feel like everyone's trying to like quickly catch up.
I was gonna say, I feel like a lot of people are kind of making it. Not to say that all of the things that are happening in people's life are planned, but for the things that are kind of planned, it's like, you know what? this is taught us that life is short. Let's just do this now. Let's buy that house now. Let's get married now.
Exactly.
Let's have children now. Let's get, I want that little puppy. I'm going to get it. I'm going to live my life because you just don't know what's going to happen. So there is that side. But
I think that's it. That there's that. But then I think it's also maybe it's out of like, especially with the jobs and people sharing their successes.
Yeah.
Like, being just so much more grateful
yes, 100%
of whatever 100%. Success that you have now and just wanting to share it with the world. So true. I personally, like, I'm not, I am on social media, but not that much. I'm very, I've always said I'm very good at kind of just stepping away. But I just kind of, when I see it, I'm like, oh, wow, that's really good.
Yeah, of course.
I might not share all the good things that I'm doing. Or, you know, it might just be radio silent. I'm just waiting for my turn. Like, I'm just really patient. I'm just able to kind of separate the two. I think with the, I mean, there are certain things that I see, like with the engagements and the pregnancies and all that kind of stuff. It's like, am I missing? Is there something that I haven't been told?
I'm like,
what's in the air right now?
What is this? There's something in the air.
There is something in the air.
There has not been this many. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
With the amount of engagements, I can just imagine the weddings would just be one after another every single month.
It's going to be bang, bang, bang.
Every week, really.
And so I'm just like, it can easily make you feel like you're not doing enough or that you're not as far ahead as other people. But I think one thing that COVID has taught me, or just this season of my life, is to be grateful. The word grateful sounds cliche, but just to acknowledge the smaller things in your life. And the thing is, we say smaller, but they're not small. Like, you may not think they're announcement worthy, but they are announcement worthy. And I feel like, to me, if something is a big deal, It's a big deal. Like, even the other day, I was looking at my diary, my journal, of things that I've written down, the things that I wanted to accomplish and get done by like September. Even I wrote this last month, July, and I'm looking and I'm seeing, oh my god, I can take that off. So even these things that you feel like maybe are more personal, you don't want to share with the world, you have to look at it that way. That, you know what I mean? Like, there's always going to be things. Something like an engagement or a pregnancy, of course, is a massive deal, but
of course,
you have massive deals too.
Exactly.
You have massive deals, and
you don't always have to show them.
Exactly. And there are small and big massive deals in your daily life, like every day. So I just think it's being conscious of where you are, what your goal is, and not getting sidetracked.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Just because sucked into the whole fiasco of what's happening.
Exactly.
Online.
So it's how do you feel when you come on and you see, like, scroll, like,
well, I'm just like, okay, so what next?
Congratulations. So much.
Congratulations. I'm just like, wow. I mean, I'm super happy for
Of course. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
But, you know, people have been busy.
People have been busy. Honestly, I'm just like, ciao. And I'm like, I guess as well, people have been able, people have been able to save money in COVID.
Yes.
Because I'm just like, clearly. Mm-hmm.
And now they're able to kind of showcase.
You guys are able to just do these big weddings, these big engagements. Sometimes I look at these people, I'm like, engagement party, proposal party, gender reveal party.
Everything.
I'm like,
it's just
all these parties and gatherings. I'm like, wow, it's a lot.
I mean, once upon a time, I was like, oh, I need to go to a wedding. When are you guys going to get married or this and that? And now it's like,
it's actually happening. It's a lot. It's so amazing to see, because you just, again, it's been a traumatic year for everyone. It's a couple of years almost going on now. And it's just like, just to see everyone living life and being happy. Yeah. It's just a lot. Still a goal. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's a lot.
But I love
it's
it.
It's nice to see.
It's nice to see. And it's nice to see that people are, they're encountering joy. Do you know what I mean? They're encountering joy. So, but again, also, if you're in that space, don't feel forced that you have to announce that. Because there are some people that don't even put that online. Like, you would never know. And so, you know, don't let social media pressure you into making them prove that you have something going on in your life. You don't have to prove anything.
You have
absolutely nothing to prove. Okay, so rounding up, what do you feel like, what do you think is the best thing to come out of the pandemic for you?
For me personally, or just in
personally? You could do both. So general and then personally.
I think in general, just the creativity
100%.
Of just, again, like we were saying earlier on, how people have been able to connect.
Exactly.
The versus stuff, like just even like just online events. Virtual events, sorry. I'm really proud of just how creative we've been as a whole, even with the podcast as well. You know, for a while we were doing the virtual thing, and that worked out really great as well, didn't it?
Yeah, it turned out really well.
So I think I'd say that. For me personally, I would say, what's come out of it? I guess just it's just kind of helped me to just sit back and relax. I think I was just very, very uptight on before. On the go and just wanting to tick this box, tick that box. And then when it came to a point where I just couldn't do it because of what was happening, there's certain things you just couldn't do. It just made me sit back and think, okay, well, we can go again next year. And that's fine. Usually I'd get upset about it. But now I'm like, if I can't do something, that's fine. There's always another time. So just being much more kinder to myself. I think that's come out of it. And just, you know, living my life to the fullest, because life is for living, isn't it?
It really is.
So yeah, I try to keep that in my mind. What about you?
I don't know. One thing I have to, just an extra comment I have to say, is money wise, it's been quite hard it's not even that, but it's been quite hard because now that we're outside, everyone's trying to find a balance between just live your life and, you know, if you want to experience that, spend the money and then, but I still need to be responsible and save.
Things
and
not,
do you know,
expensive
what I mean?
Now, or is it just
I was saying to my friend the other day, things are so much more expensive.
Even to get petrol.
Yep.
I know it's a bit technical, but like, just to get a petrol is like £1.30 something. Never see anything for like £1.20 or anything.
That's crazy. Like everything's so much more expensive. So it's like, you want to live life because you've been stuck in the house for so long. So it's like, YOLO. But then you end up, your bank account will end up empty. Do you know what I'm saying? And then your bank account's like, don't look at me like I owe you anything.
Your money is just saying,
do you know what I'm saying? So that's one thing that's been really hard, to find the balance between living life and also still being responsible, because you feel like you're playing catch up. Mm. So we just have to be really, I guess, aware of that. But yeah, rounding up, I would say, best thing to come out, again, innovative.
Jesus.
Is it innovativity or innovative? Anyways,
I can't even.
People being innovative.
There we go.
People, just how innovative people have been and creative, and the things that have come out. And it amazes me that all of these things were inside of us all along and that we weren't using them, we weren't utilizing them. That is crazy to me. So all these things like Versus and all these online events and all the businesses that I've started and
so
businesses that I've taken off, things that people have noticed. It's just been amazing. So I would say that. I would say how I feel like a lot more people are a lot more emotionally intelligent than they were before. Just being aware of people, where they are emotionally, mentally, and respecting people's boundaries. I think that's definitely been a great thing to come out of. And I think that's been one of the things for me. And like you said, being kinder to yourself. Being, if this doesn't happen then, just being like, okay, just trust in your own process. And then also, lastly, I would say what I said in the beginning, just how I've kind of been able to let go of the fact that life is not as, I'm not in as much control as I thought I was. I think when you kind of let go of that notion, life is a bit easier.
It's a lot easier.
You get a lot stressed. You don't get stressed as easily. And like you said, you kind of just go the way the wind blows, the way the wind is directing you. And sometimes it hurts, it sucks, but you realize, okay, this is just life and it's going to happen. So I would say that. And of course, little things from She's in the Pod and little things that we're all working on that have come out of this.
We've come out a lot.
It was a beautiful
better,
accident.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's the perfect way
to beautiful accident.
It. A beautiful accident.
Literally. So we'd love to hear you ladies, like, I don't know, leaving our comments or something, or just let us know how COVID has affected you from a creativity side. Some people have felt like they've been really stagnant the past, you know what I mean? And I've kind of was going through that a little bit earlier this year as well. Nothing was flowing. So whatever you feel like, let us know, contact us, DM us. And guys, we have to thank you so much for sticking with us during season three.
The engagement has been
It's been really cool. I've really enjoyed season three. I think it's been my favorite season so far.
Same,
I'm honest.
It's been good.
We have to do like a recap of the season at some point.
Yes.
That would be fun, innit?
Ooh, should we treat you guys?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll figure about it.
We'll
check our schedule. but yeah, guys, thank you so much for season three. I will be back with you season four towards the end of the year. So just make sure you keep following us on social media.
Yeah.
We're still going to be posting. We're still going to be present. And yeah, we'll definitely be engaging with you guys. Thank you so much. And
thank you.
We'll see you in a few months, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.